Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Oh, like, they just don't get it. Like, I put so much effort into this video. Like, how could they not see that, right? Like, really think about it for a sec. Just dumb shit like that, it does not bother me. Why would I waste that energy on this person who gave me a minute? I had to say it. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am super excited to just sit down and chat with you guys. Today is a solo episode. I'm really trying to kind of bounce back and forth between solo episodes where I just talk about things and topics that are important to me and I think that we should get more loud about. And then I love having guests on every other week just to bring in a different perspective and talk about different industries and bring in some business or, you know, influencers and just have different perspectives on this podcast and get loud about different topics. So let me know in the comments if you're listening on YouTube, watching on YouTube, who you want to see on the podcast next or any topics that you want to hear about on Loud Talk with Lavi, because I definitely want to be curating this podcast for you to enjoy whenever you are listening to it. So I would really appreciate your feedback. And if you are listening on Apple, Spotify, or any of your other preferred streaming platforms where you catch your podcast, make sure to give this podcast a 5-star rating if you did enjoy. But anyways, let's just dive right into this podcast today. I feel like this message is important and a topic I really want to get loud about because we're going to be discussing why you should actually care what people think about you. Now, this is like a little contradicting, I think, because so many people say, you know, like live your life not caring what other people think of you. And I do agree with that to an extent. And I'm going to share with you why I think you should take time to consider what other people have to say about you and their opinions to be able to grow, reflect, and become the best version of yourself, not only, you know, in your career or in your personal life, but also to help you become the most confident version of yourself, which is of course the number one goal of every single podcast episode that I put out, is just to make you feel good in your own skin. So let's kind of break this down, right? I am someone who definitely preaches skin positivity and feeling good in your own skin and kind of breaking down those walls of beauty standards and not confining to a certain set of, you know, like walls that define what beauty is or what smart is or any of that, right? So I do encourage people to go out there and create their own definitions of beauty and just really find the things within themselves that they love and, you know, break down those walls. But definitely as someone who grew up in a way on the internet, I have been posting my life online since I was 13. I'm now 21. So that's been 7+ years of me posting my life online and awaiting the criticism of other people, of strangers online. And not just that, but waiting for the criticism of people in my life. So because I've been so public with my life, because I post so much on the internet, it allows for people to have an opinion on me. And this is very different, you know, from, let's say, your average person who doesn't post their whole life online, which I think sometimes can be a very good thing. I've learned over the years to keep things to myself and keep things for myself and not to put everything on the internet, for sure. But even if you are someone who doesn't post their life on the internet, you still leave room in your life for people to share their opinion on you, to share their opinion on what you're doing, whether it's family, friends, or literal strangers on the street. And I'll definitely dive into some examples there. But I want to start off with prefacing that I do want to help you learn in this podcast episode why it is important to actually care sometimes, I'm going to say sometimes, about what other people have to say about you. Now, this is where I want to start defining some things. There's a difference between letting people have that space to comment on you, or, you know, have an opinion on you, and letting that create the definition for yourself. Letting other people define you. And that is something I don't want to be encouraging in this podcast. I think, you know, allowing people to have an opinion on you should not allow for them to define you. Those opinions do not define you as a person, because at the end of the day, opinions are so subjective. They can be defining characteristics about you, but they do not necessarily define you based on one person's evaluation or view of you. Now, on the other side of things, I don't think it is actually very healthy for all of us to be walking around and living our lives saying, I don't give a shit about what anybody has to say about me, because that can actually create senses of looking at yourself as this perfect being where no one's opinion matters to you. And I do think people's opinions are important, because this is how we grow. This is how we learn and learn from each other. We all come from different backgrounds and different paths of life. And even look at, you know, people you grew up with, siblings who you grow up in the same household with. You have a very similar childhood and you still grow up to be such different people. We see this with twins. We see this with, you know, friends who maybe grew up in the same town together. Everyone turns out to be such a different person, and without the opinions of others and creating, you know, that space of differing opinions, you can't really learn from one another. So I think you need to allow yourself the room to let people express their thoughts on you, but that also comes with setting boundaries of how far you let those thoughts affect you. And this is where I want to dive into the next kind of portion of this. So I get asked all the time, do you ever get bothered by the comments you receive online? And quite frankly, I think I can answer with a stern no. Have there been comments that have irritated me a little bit more than others? Absolutely. And the biggest thing for me with that is when comments attack who I am as a person, because I know who I am, you know, and it hurts me when people make assumptions about me. I think we can all relate to that. When people make assumptions about you and you're not even given the chance to show them who you are, it's definitely hurtful. When people comment on my appearance, when people tell me I'm ugly, when people tell me my skin is disgusting because I struggle with acne, when people tell me, you know, they hated my video or they hate seeing my face on their feed, I could not care less. And the reason is because I don't view these people as having an opinion that matters to me. And this is where you have to start defining what opinions matter to you and what opinions don't. So anyone who tells me that my acne is disgusting, or that no one would ever love me with skin like that, or just dumb shit like that, it does not bother me. And the reason for that is because I know I have acne. You telling me and pointing it out is not helping me in any way. It's not helping me grow in any way. It is not teaching me anything more than I already know. And if you think I'm ugly, well, that's just you're just wrong. I'm just kidding. But that's just your opinion, you know? Like, you can think I'm ugly. That is A-okay. I know that for myself, I, you know, feel beautiful in my own skin and I can appreciate the way I look. So those type of comments don't get to me. When I get comments that maybe, you know, are a little more extreme, like I've had people comment telling me that they would rather die than look like me. That I wouldn't say really bothers me. Like, it doesn't feel like a personal attack, because I don't really care if you would hate so much to look like me. I typically will respond to those comments from a more educational standpoint, because I do think it's important to teach people that there's certain things they should not say online because they don't know who's on the other side of that message. And someone who maybe is really struggling with their appearance, with their you know, confidence and how they feel in their own skin, if they got a comment like that, it could really crush them. So that's why I definitely educate people and telling them, like, hey, this did not bother me at all, you know, just so you know, it did not do anything to me. But just be careful of what you say online, because telling me that you would rather die than look like someone is really extreme. And I think if you are someone who is commenting that and you're saying that, like, really think about it for a second. Like, would you seriously rather die than have acne on your face? Like, I think that is absurd, but I digress. Let's keep moving on with the conversation. So just to preface, that's kind of the boundaries I've set for myself, where I, you know, make it very clear in my mind, these type of comments do not help me grow in any way. So to me, they are just like smack talk. They are just like trash, you know? It is just random noise. That is the right word I'm trying to get to. It is just noise in the background that is going to come with posting my life online. Now, you can get rude comments from people, and it can be very easy for you to say, or for someone to give you the advice, like, just don't listen to what other people have to say, you know, don't put your energy into their opinions. And while I agree with that to a certain extent, I think it's very unrealistic as human beings to create that, like, block off and just completely cut off any emotion to something hurtful that someone might say to you. And the reason I say this is because if someone says something to you that hurts your feelings, it's very hard. We're not robots. There's no switch in your mind, maybe after years of practice, but there's no direct switch in your mind where you can just turn it off and be like, I'm not going to be affected by that. You can tell yourself that and it might work over a long time. But one thing I do think that can really help people is how you devote your energy to that comment or that person's opinion. And let me tell you the secret that I've learned that has helped me so much in, you know, being able to live my life, taking people's comments in, you know, into my brain. I'm absorbing them. I'm letting that space be open for these comments, but not letting it spiral into a, you know, self-hatred moment or a moment where I get really down on myself or get really hurt by someone's comment. So my rule of thumb is give energy back that is given to you. If someone comments about how I look on the internet, how long do you think it took them to make that comment? Maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes, maybe 30 seconds, or maybe 5 seconds. It didn't take them very long to really process that and send me that comment. They typed it out really quick and pressed send. So why should I sit here on the other side of receiving this hateful comment and waste, you know, my whole day, an hour, whatever it is of my time and my energy, because this is what's so important here is keeping your energy safe. Why would I waste that energy on this person who gave me a minute of their time or their energy? So my rule of thumb is give back the energy that was given to you. If someone comments on your appearance, or they say something hateful to you, if someone has a negative opinion towards you that doesn't sit right with you and it hurts your feelings, let yourself feel through that. Let yourself feel hurt, because this is how you grow from things and build. But let yourself feel hurt for the amount of time that it took them to hurt you. Does this make sense? I hope this is, like, making sense. Let me give you an example. Let's say they say something about your physical appearance. I had a lady once stop me on the street and point out my acne. It was not the best experience, I must say, but I could have went home and let that bother me all day and really spiral into a negative space, but I really had to reel myself back in and be like, okay, it took her 1 minute to make that comment. She probably looked at me like 30 seconds before then to process that and decide to make that comment about my skin. So I'm going to let myself feel this out for 2 minutes. Equivalent time, equivalent energy, and I'm going to think about how I felt. So what did I do? I actually filmed a TikTok and I expressed how I felt in that moment. I expressed that it hurt me that, you know, that was the first thing she noticed about me, and, you know, before even getting to know anything about me, she was just a random stranger on the street. The first thing she did was point out my skin, and that was hurtful to me. So I let myself process that hurt and realize, you know, and kind of analyze why that hurt me. Why did that bother me? It bothered me because I think I'm so much more than how my skin looks, right? That is why it bothered me. It bothered me because that morning I felt like my skin was getting so much better, and then the first thing that happened when I left the house was someone pointed out my skin. It bothered me because I felt, you know, like my skin looked better and that my acne wasn't as noticeable as I thought, and then someone noticed my skin. These are the reasons why that comment hurt me. And I took those few minutes to process that and understand why I felt hurt in that moment. And then I felt better. I understood why I felt hurt. I understood the feedback that I got from this person's opinion, and it allowed me to grow and further this mindset of taking that time, taking that energy to feel through an opinion that maybe did not sit right with you, and then letting it go. And I was able to move on through my day without thinking about it. And this is why it's so important to give the energy that is given to you and not let it drain your whole day or, you know, nag on or spiral into a very negative place, because it's so easy to get there. And having this mindset, although it's, you know, not easy, per se, and it takes time to develop, I think it is so, so important. So now that we've kind of discussed the whole energy in, energy out, right? Think of this like your physics 30. The energy that is given to you, energy in, is going to equal energy out, okay? Keep that in mind, right? Just remember your like high school math for this one, and keep that as like a reminder for yourself all the time. Now that we've kind of gone through that, I do want to talk about why you shouldn't just necessarily go through life thinking and forcing yourself to not care about people's opinions. And I touched on this earlier, but the fact of the matter is, I think it's impossible. I think it's really impossible to fully say and fully practice that you do not care what other people have to say about you. I think even the people who say like, oh, like, yeah, I don't care what anyone has to say about me. I don't care what people think about me. I'm just doing me. As much as they can say that, there is still going to be that one person in their life, maybe a parent or a sibling or someone important in their life, where that person's opinion matters to them. So it's very hard for me to believe that there is anybody out there who actually does not care about what other people have to say about them. Maybe they don't care what strangers have to say about them, and that I can get behind that, you know, because like obviously there's a bit more of a distance there. But you cannot tell me you do not care about what anybody in this world has to say about you. And I think if you are at that stage, you may be taking it a bit too far, because then you are so set in your ways and you are so stuck to the idea that you know best and you can do no wrong and no one can tell you how to do something differently. And I think when someone close to you says something, it is almost more hurtful than when a stranger says it to you, because a stranger doesn't know you, they don't know your story, but someone close to you does. And when they hurt you with their opinion, this is tough. I know I definitely get more hurt when it's a family member or someone close to me that says something negative about me. If they comment on my skin, it hurts me more, because to me, it's like, why don't you just understand that this is what I'm going through? Why don't you, like, why can't you comprehend that I'm going through like a skin phase right now? And when it comes to like your body as well, if your family comments on like if you've gained weight, if you've lost weight, whatever, it can feel hurtful when you don't want to hear those opinions come in. Or telling you should lose weight or you should gain weight, whatever it is, right? This is just an example. So I think when it comes to people that are close to you, energy in, energy out might not always work, because this can feel more hurtful and you can tend to give more energy back and focus more, hyper-focus on how that hurt you. And what can happen is these opinions from these people close to you can continue coming, whereas a stranger, you know, they're not going to comment about you maybe multiple times. Maybe they will, but like, you know what I mean? Like someone that's close to you, if they have a strong opinion about you that they disagree with what you're doing or something that's negative towards you, it's going to keep coming and they're not going to be afraid to not tell you, you know, because it's someone that's in your family or someone in your close circle. So I don't think the energy in, energy out works as good here, because it's hard to maintain that and it's hard to stick to that rule. I think in this case, it is so important to set boundaries with the people that are close to you. And if they are close to you and if they do care about you, you know, over time, I'm not saying this will be instant, because some people do have a hard time with kind of keeping their opinions more to themselves or trying to be, you know, understanding that someone might not want to hear their opinion. But with time, setting these boundaries with the person that is close to you, and if they are close to you and care about you, they will understand that those boundaries are important to you. So if you have someone close in your life that is continuously giving negative opinions towards you, it is time to have a conversation with them, and they may not like it, but you need to express how these things are hurting you or how you feel about these things. And sometimes we become resentful if we are hearing the things we don't want to hear. What I mean by that is if someone, you know, tells you like, oh, you're doing something wrong, and you know in deep down in your soul, if you know you're doing something wrong, but you just don't want to come to reality with it, this can cause resentment between you and that person because they're telling you what you don't want to hear. And this is when you need to really reflect on what they're saying and realize, okay, is this just an opinion they're having on me that is negative and it does not actually help me in any way? Or do you have to realize that they're doing this from a place of caring about you? They're saying to you something that is going to help you if you open up to being, you know, coming to the realization that maybe their opinion should be considered. So you really have to reflect on what is being said to you, and then you have to set your boundaries accordingly. If you feel like their opinion is feeling toxic to you, feeling like it's restraining you from growth, and feeling like you're just hitting a wall with them every time, you need to set those boundaries of, you know, realizing that and hoping that they realize that these things are not helping you, or maybe taking a different approach. If it's the other way, where their opinion actually is something that you feel like you should consider, I think that you should reflect with yourself, and you can ask that person still to not comment on it about anymore. I know when I was struggling with my skin, everyone would give me every single piece of unsolicited advice under the moon. And even though I knew they were coming from a good place, and even though I knew I was struggling with my skin, I respectfully asked all of these people close to me to restrain from commenting on my skin, because I told them, I know my skin is going through a tough time right now. I already know that, you know. You don't need to re-say it to me. And I know that you're saying it from a place of care and worry, but it is not helping me. And I made that very clear, and it didn't work right away. I had to say this multiple times, but over time, it starts to click a bit more. And once you set those boundaries, you can actually have a much better relationship with these people and take their opinions, you know, maybe with that grain of salt, and be able to have a more open conversation about what they have to say. So going back to why I think it is important to care what people have to say about you, it allows you to really find a good, solid understanding of who you are as a person. I have so many people in my life who tell me I work too much, that I'm just 21, I need to, you know, just sit back, relax, have some fun, and not stress so much about working all the time. And I understand where they're coming from, but to me, I am not going to conform to what they think a normal 21-year-old should be doing, because that's not my path. I know that's not my path. I enjoy my schedule, I enjoy being busy, and I enjoy creating a business for myself. I have gotten criticism my whole life for what I've chosen to do. I used to get criticized all the time for wanting to go into engineering. I remember I had a one friend who was very stern on not understanding why I wanted to go into engineering, and she had a very harsh opinion on engineering and didn't really agree with it. And for me, I knew that was a decision that I wanted to make. And I knew that engineering was important to me. I wanted to go to school. I wanted to get a university degree. And I do think that this caused a wedge between us, but unfortunately, well, it's just part of life, you know? Like, if people have differing opinions from you, that just creates space and it just leads you on your next path, you know? You know how people always say, like, people are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime? Like, you are going to come across people who do not agree with what you're doing. And you have to really reflect on, is this person someone that is going to continue with me on my path? Are they trying to get me back on the right path that they see fit? Does that right path actually fit with what I'm trying to accomplish in life, or does it not? And I think something that is really important to also touch on, I kind of forgot about this, but one thing to also think about when you are considering if you should be taking in someone's opinion or not, is look at their life, okay? Do they have something in their life that you are striving to achieve? Do you look up to them? Do you respect them? And are you in aligned with their goals in life also? Are you on that same path? Do you have similar values? If you don't, their opinion is probably not something that should be important to you. And that's just like straight up facts, I feel like. Because let's say, you know, in that situation with that friend I had, I was trying to go into engineering. That was the path I was trying to fulfill. She was not exactly trying to go down that, you know, academic route. And that is okay. We were on different paths at this point. But because her opinion, and when I looked at her life, in terms of academics, she had no desire to go into engineering. I did. So to me, her opinion on engineering really did not matter that much. Whereas if I talked to someone who I looked up to or was in the industry I was trying to, you know, reach goals in, their opinion would probably matter to me a little bit more. I used to also get tons of comments in high school from people bullying me that I did social media, people bringing up my videos in class. I remember a teacher once posted, I walked into the class and he was playing my YouTube video on the screen and people were making fun of me and saying, oh, you only have 2,000 subscribers, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, now that I've gotten to the point where I am now, I have so many people like DM me, or I run into someone at the grocery store and they're like, oh my gosh, like I've seen your videos online. Like, I'm so happy for your success. You're doing so good. This is so amazing. And I really sit there and think, like, weren't you the same person who was criticizing me or telling me like I wasn't going to make it or laughing at my videos and saying they were cute or whatever? So I don't think their comments bothered me that much then. I think they did to an extent. Actually, I'm gonna go back on that. I think they did bother me to an extent because I took my work very seriously. It did not matter if I had 2,000 subscribers. I took my job very seriously, even though I wasn't making money off of this stuff back then. And now that I've made it, people respect me for it. So if you were trying to accomplish something and people look down on you and people don't believe in you, you gotta believe in yourself, and you gotta know that in a few years' time, when you do accomplish your goals, those same people are gonna turn around and all of a sudden respect you, and all of a sudden support you, and all of a sudden retract all their negative opinions they had about you. And those are the people you look out for. I had to say it. So I think it's really important that you consider how someone's opinion plays a role in your life. Are they aligned with your goals, right? Like, this is what we touched on. And if they do say something hurtful to you, take the time to realize how that hurt you. You know, let yourself feel that. Let yourself be open to other people's opinions. But don't let it devour you. Don't let it completely consume you. You know, restrict that energy. Put those boundaries up, not only for those other people and have those conversations, but put the boundaries up for yourself and restrict how much energy you are giving back to people. Okay, and the last topic here I want to talk about is really the importance of why you should care about what people have to say. Obviously, I've given stories of, you know, me kind of maybe not giving so much energy into people's opinions on my career and school and all of that, but let's do some loud talk on when these opinions become important that may not align with you right now. So let's say, for example, I'm going to give an example off of Shark Tank here probably, okay? A lot of people come into the tank and pitch these ideas that they have worked so hard on. They've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into this, and the sharks maybe don't like their idea too much. And why is that? Because the goal of the business, it's not working. It's not driving profit, you know, it's not they're in a bunch of debt, all these issues, right? And it's hard to get criticism. It's very hard to get criticism. I remember back in the day on YouTube, you know, I would get people commenting telling me, oh, like, maybe you should try this with your makeup. Oh, like, your makeup kind of looked bad here. You know, like, the quality's not that great. You're talking too fast, blah, blah, blah. And I would get so upset by this criticism because I was like, oh, like, they just don't get it. Like, I put so much effort into this video. Like, how could they not see that, right? And I look back on those comments now and I realize they weren't necessarily being hateful. They weren't being spiteful. They were just telling me something that would actually help me in the future, right? Telling me my quality was off or the lighting was off or the sound was off is helpful. I need to get that feedback. It's very important to receive constructive criticism. Now, it's very hard to allow yourself to be able to absorb and receive that constructive criticism without having it as an attack on you. I think a lot of us take things really personally when people give us criticism, and I know I do this. This is something that I'm actually trying to work on a lot because I attach emotions to a lot of things, which is something I'm really trying to work through. But I'm really trying to create that boundary between my emotions and my personal self and my work. Because when someone criticizes my work and gives me feedback, that should not feel like a personal attack. And that's something I'm really trying to work through. And it's not easy, guys. It's not easy. And hopefully some of you guys can relate to that. because it does feel like a personal attack sometimes. And you see some of these people on Shark Tank, if you've ever watched the show. Basically, it's a show where a bunch of entrepreneurs come in and present to these very rich sharks who are investors in so many companies and have also started many companies themselves, and they're very successful. And these sharks know it, you know, like they have gotten to the place they are because they know how business works, they know how the industries work. And are they wrong sometimes? Yeah, because no one is perfect. And they themselves are also willing to accept that criticism in times where they are wrong and they called a deal wrong or whatever, and they said an idea was shit and then it ended up being super successful. They are willing to accept when they are wrong as well. But a lot of people come into the tank and they receive this criticism on their business and they take it as a personal attack, and immediately you see them starting to become defensive. And this is actually something I tend to do as well, which again, I'm trying to really work on, is they become defensive and they start spit like firing every single thing that they have done to try and make their business work. They tell you how many hours they've worked. They tell you how they never sleep, how they are always running around trying to sell their product. And at the end of the day, like, I don't think the sharks really care what they've been doing. It's like, well, at the end of the day, the result is not here. You are not profitable. You're not making money off this. The business is not a healthy business. So I tend to become really defensive in those situations too. And I have a really hard time accepting that constructive criticism. And I put that wall up. And this is something I'm really trying to work on, because when people are giving you constructive criticism, you need to take it, assess it, do a little analyzing on it, and really reflect on, is this actually going to help me in the future? If you don't think it will, you can toss it. You can put it to the side, right? In that space of noise, like we talked about, those dumb comments that people will say, that opinion that, you know, you really don't think that it's going to help you. And it's, again, not from someone who you share values with, or you look at their life and you're like, oh yes, I value their life. I value what they're working on. I want what they have. If you're not getting that, you can put this into that bucket of noise. But if there is something there where you're like, you know what, I look up to these people. They have something that I'm actually trying to strive to achieve. Listen to them. Just listen to them, reflect on what they have to say, and take that opinion and really deconstruct it and see how you can apply it. Don't be so goddamn stubborn. And I know I am like this, so that's why I'm saying this in this podcast. I'm almost talking to myself and telling myself, don't be so stubborn when it comes to these things. You know, take these opinions in and realize that they may actually be helping you in the long run. Some people have criticized my business before or told me, hey, like, actually, it'd be, you know, I don't really like when you do your content like this, or your brand's not working because of this, whatever. I need to take it and not take it as a personal attack. And I need to realize that if I actually look at that opinion and see, okay, maybe I'll try this out. Maybe I'll try this style of content out, or maybe I'll try fixing this, and I'll see the results. And sometimes they do help, and they actually make everything much better, and they help you grow. So this is really that foundation of why I think you should care about what other people have to say about you, because sometimes it can really help you, and you have to be open to letting people with different opinions than you have opinions on you. And this is important, because if you just stick in your own little bubble and only listen to yourself, you don't know everything. And there's no way for you to grow and learn if you are only listening to yourself. You have to listen to others sometimes, and this will allow you to define who you are as a person, because you're going to be able to identify better what opinions matter and what opinions don't. And, you know, although I titled this episode, you know, it does matter what other people have to say about you, I do still think there's situations where it doesn't. And I don't think that you should be expending all your energy on that, but feel through those thoughts. That's really the main thing of this podcast. And I hope that this helped you, or it was just at least a conversation of, because everyone experiences this. And I know I gave some examples of personal things that I've experienced, but everybody experiences criticism from people. Everyone experiences trying to not let other people's opinions devour their energy. And everyone experiences having that hard time of accepting something that they don't agree with. So hopefully you can apply this to anything that you are working through right now. I want to hear your comments down below. If you're watching on YouTube, tell me your opinion on this. Let's have some conversation. Let's do some loud talk. And yeah, let me know what you want to hear next on Loud Talk with Lavi. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a bit of a shorter one today, but I really wanted to talk about this topic because it was on my mind this past week, and I thought it was a really important one and something I just wanted to get loud about. The last topic I want to talk about before we sign off here is neutrality. Keeping neutrality when it comes to someone else's opinion on you. And I think this will really help those of us like me who create an emotional attachment to what someone has to say and they become defensive. If you start to look at people's opinions on you or someone's comment as neutral, you will be better able to identify if that thing is a positive, you know, reinforcement towards what you're doing or a negative reinforcement. But you have to accept it as neutral first, and you have to accept it as just like a fact, a state of mind, and not just like an opinion on you. You just have to take it as a fact, okay? So if someone says, I don't know, something simple, like they hate your hair or something, right? Okay, they hate my hair, blank neutral statement. Then you can, you know, realize, okay, well, actually, yeah, they're saying something negative about me. They're saying they don't like my hair. And then you have to think about how that's actually affecting you, right? When people comment hateful things about me, I have to just take it as neutral. Everything falls into that neutral category before it gets broken down. And then I can, you know, think about how it affected me. Then I can think about if this opinion is valuable to me and all of that. But you have to take everything that comes in at you as neutral. Don't let yourself fall into these really high positive and negative buckets. Put everything in that neutral category, and then you can start picking away one by one. And this won't be as like overwhelming, like everyone has an opinion on me, or, you know, I'm just trying to do me and everyone has something to say. Categorize things as neutral, as just a state of time, as a blank statement, and then you can, you know, slowly start to detach the emotion that comes with someone expressing their opinion on you. Anyways, though, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. I hope you are all having a fantastic day or night whenever you're watching. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today. I guess I forgot to do that at the beginning of the episode. I've been loving that my skin is healing much faster. I was really down, not really down, but I was getting down on myself because I was getting a bunch of hormonal breakouts last week, and I was like, oh, not again. But then I was also traveling and not, you know, being very nice to my skin. So now I'm back in my routine, and I already feel so much better in my skin. So I'm very happy about that. And just remember that good days happen, bad days happen, but it's all important to keep a positive mindset. That is really, really important. You can check out my previous Loud Talk with Lavi episodes on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you see fit and you love to catch your podcast at. And of course, we do upload the video version to YouTube. So if you're listening into this episode on a streaming platform, go check out the video version on YouTube. And if you are on YouTube, hi, I love you all so much. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening to this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Remember to check out my other socials at Lavinia Sonda. I post daily on TikTok and Instagram, and once a week every Friday on YouTube. Just remember, never be afraid to be loud and be confident in this world. I love you all so, so much, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye!